It's amazing how our own experience limits what we think is possible, what we think is going to happen sometime in the future. And for many, sadly, that is going to lead to one hell of an eternity. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. On the 17th of December in 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright made the world's first controlled, sustained flight of a powered, heavier-than-air aircraft. Back then, the idea of mass air travel was completely unthinkable. These days, millions of people board planes every day. On the 3rd of December 1969, Dr. Christian Barnard performed the first heart transplant. His patient, Louis Vashkonsky, lived for just 18 days. Back then, it was completely unthinkable that each year thousands of people would receive such transplants and go on to lead relatively normal lives. Just 30 years ago, the pervasive impact of the internet was completely unthinkable. Today, it's an indispensable tool for billions of people. Today, for many, the notion of Jesus, of heaven and of hell are completely unthinkable. And yet the unthinkable happens all the time. Writes the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, he will reward or punish everyone for what they've done. Some people live for God's glory, for honour, and for life that cannot be destroyed. They live for those things by always continuing to do good. God will give eternal life to them. But others are selfish and refuse to follow the truth. They follow evil. God will show his anger and punish them. 2,000 years ago, God wrote an invitation in his son's own blood on a cross on a hill called Calvary. It goes like this. I'm coming back, and this whole cross thing was for you. Why don't you join me? Why don't you put your trust in me? I want you with me for all eternity. It's signed, Jesus. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, Jesus came to save you. He came to suffer and die for you so that your sins could be forgiven. He came to give you a rich, new, abundant life. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.